Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of March 31st, 2024. But first, I want to remind you of a few things. My class for Kepler College about transits, it's a 5-week class. It begins on April 6th. So I think there's still spaces. There's a limit in the number of students I can take. But if you are interested in studying with me, you need to know all the basics about astrology and be wanting to take your techniques to the next level. I would love to see you in class. The next thing is that I'm having an Aries Solar Eclipse workshop on Sunday, April 7th at noon Pacific time. If you can't make it live, you'll get the recording. Eclipses are times of important new beginnings and unexpected changes. And we walk through a door, we turn around, there's a wall. You'll come and learn all about this eclipse, as well as I'll do as many hot takes on natal readings as I can. I would love to see you there. First, let's take a look at some astrology and action stories. So we had the Libra lunar eclipse last Monday. I record this early, so I'm sure there are a lot of additional stories, but some things about the Libra lunar eclipse. One of the biggest things that really speaks to the entirety of eclipse season for the United States is that there was a cargo ship carrying resources on the day of the eclipse, and it ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, and the whole bridge collapsed suddenly down to the ground. And this is part of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus. Like, big ships are Jupiterian. They're these enormous things, and they carry lots of wealth. Jupiter rules wealth. Uranus, a sudden event causes, like, this massive collapse of this Taurian structure, you know, this Earth just crashing down into the water. The Libra eclipse was ruled by Venus, the planet of, you know, love, beauty, harmony, resources, and all that kind of things, in the sign of Pisces, a water sign. And Venus was separating from Jupiter, a sextile to Jupiter, and applying to a sextile to Uranus. So carrying that light. Now, eclipses have always been, the ancients thought of them as somewhat malefic. So even though Venus in Pisces is this beautiful energy, you think of sextiles or opportunities, not something that you would expect something of this magnitude. Now, this is an event I would have expected to happen on April 1 when Mercury went retrograde. And it's part of that story because this bridge is gone. They are going to have to figure out how to rebuild this major traffic artery. There's going to be delays, reversals, all of the Mercury retrograde things happening for the people in that area who need to use this transportation route, as well as there is going to be major issues with, well, Baltimore is one of the biggest port cities in the United States. This is a financial big, like, blow to that region. I'm not sure how much it'll impact the United States GDP, but this is really a big deal. Now, I wonder if the plans for rebuilding will be prepared by the April 8th lunar solar eclipse. And that makes so much sense because the solar eclipse is conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. Like, they're going to have a plan to fix this bridge that collapsed. And the lunar eclipse at 5 Libra was conjunct the midheaven of the United States. We knew we would see things. Yeah. I thought this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction was going to be something about a dam bursting, but I mean, maybe let's hope this is the only infrastructure issue that happens, that we have no earthquake or dam burst or whatever. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's a tragedy. The next thing, the U.S. is in a diplomatic relations crisis. Libra rules diplomatic relationships. The U.S. has warned Israel not to go into Rafah or there may be consequences. The South Node is on the Saturn of the United States. Libra is, like I said, Libra rules allies as well as diplomatic partners. And something that was really interesting that was said, Israel does not realize how much they damaged their image in the eyes of many Americans. The word used was oblivious, and that's very Neptunian. And this lunar eclipse is within 5 degrees of their Neptune. They have Neptune at 10 Libra. The eclipse was at 5 Libra. Well, their Neptune is going to be eclipsed with a solar eclipse in the fall. So anyway, they're oblivious to how much people are horrified by what is going on. And I think it's coming to a head. I wonder if Jupiter Uranus will be sanctions on Israel because they go in and there's just like massive casualties and the world is going to have to do something more to make it stop. Sean Diddy Combs, his houses were raided. He tried to flee on a jet. His drug mule was arrested. His sons were arrested. It's sex trafficking. It's a big story. Lots of famous people are going to be embroiled in this. It feels like Epstein Part 2, and that's Jupiter Uranus, the celebrity doing shocking things, and with Libra around relationships and things like that. A lot's going to come out about that. And on the day of the eclipse, he has Uranus at 6 Libra. And Uranus rules aviation, so he tried to take a plane out, is my understanding. As I'm recording this, I don't think he's been arrested yet. We shall see if he went somewhere where there's no extradition. I don't know. Donald Trump also got his bond reduced. He got a lucky break. The Jupiter-Uranus is happening on his midheaven. It is textbook lucky break. His Twitter-like thing, Truth Social, is going on sale, and it's going to make him one of the 500 richest people in the world. And his bond was reduced. He's able to pay his bond, and he once again escapes consequences. His chart is fascinating. There was a mass shooting in a Russian concert hall. Libra rules things like art and culture. So, I mean, so much news. I could just go on and on about that, but I'm not going to. It's wild. It's only Tuesday as I'm taping this, and the stories just keep coming and coming and coming. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3pw3nfm. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The theme of this week is Fools Rush In, and there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that Mercury, the planet of communication, commerce, and transportation, will go retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries tomorrow on April Fool's Day, part of why it's called Fools Rush In. until April 25th. And when a planet goes retrograde, it can bring delays, conflicts, reversals, unearthed secrets, and the collapse of anything contemplated. What happens is it appears to go backwards through the zodiac. And the topics that Mercury rules can get a little wonky. So the thing to do is be aware there can be hiccups with your technology. You may have already experienced it. I mean, as soon as Mercury went into Aries, I started having technology issues. Yes, I did. Triple check all of your digital communications. Be careful about not texting the wrong person. What's something that you're going to say? Don't gossip about someone, on your company Slack or something like that. The wrong person could see it, would be my advice. Avoid big purchases, and especially electronic ones or of a car. And with Mercury in Aries, Aries is fast. Slow down. Speed kills is what's coming to me. Maybe what I'm seeing is just this bridge collapsing, but 27 Aries is in a sextile to 27 Aquarius, which is the people of the United States. And at the Aries ingress, you can go on YouTube to Kepler College's YouTube page and watch my talk if you want to see more about this. The Aries ingress, but I'm really concerned of an event that impacts masses of people in the United States. It might just be that that bridge has fallen down, and I hope that's what it is, but there could be like transportation accidents on Monday. This could also be about the Supreme Court if they take on this case about mifepristone, which is this abortion medication. These doctors in Texas or somewhere are trying to get it banned. Really, basically for religious reasons, but it's, and Mercury rules things like the mail, like they don't want it to be allowed to be mailed to certain out to people. So we'll see. This could have huge implications on people of the United States. There could be news about that on this day. I wrote down Texas highways, so I don't know. That could be something that comes up. Also, The tension at the border is increasing. I don't think the event is going to happen till closer to the solar eclipse, but there could be something where people try to storm into the United States. There could also be, my biggest thing I'm concerned about is some kind of mass event on transportation. So it could be about the war overseas, or it could be like a racist hate group. Like something coming from a value system and people committing violence because of it. I'm going to try to stay close to home April 1st and April 2nd because Mercury and Aries, it's fast, it's volatile. Aries rules conflict and competition and anger. The next thing I want to make you aware of is there's a last quarter moon at 8:14 p.m. on April 1st as well. So last quarter moons are times of actions. It's the crisis of consciousness. It's that what came before it. So think back to the new moon in Pisces 3 weeks ago and whatever was started or put into motion around that time. There could be a psychological integration around the topics. The moon phase family began on January 2nd, 2022, when the sun was in Capricorn and the moon was in Capricorn, both at 12 degrees. So think back to, was something seeded in your life or was there an event around that time that had a pivot point 9 months later where the sun was in Libra and the moon was in Capricorn, the moon activating your chart at the same, approximately the same place, same house, most likely, and that was at 9 degrees. Then 9 months after that, and I think I said October 2nd, 2022, 9 months after that was the full moon of this moon phase family, where the sun in Cancer, moon in Capricorn, both at 11 degrees on July 3rd, 2023. Now, I know a lot of people who were activated around Venus retrograde in Leo had something going on around then. Well, now is the last quarter moon, Sun in Aries, Moon in Capricorn, both at 12 on April 1st, 2024. So think back, were there to these dates, was there a story evolving in your life that had pivot points? Capricorn is cardinal earth. It's initiating energy. People with strong Capricorn energy make amazing managers. They're people who have the ability to stick with things in order to achieve results. Saturn rules Capricorn, and Saturn has the grit and the stick-it-to-itness to get what needs to get done, and to delay instant gratification. Aries is more instant gratification, and Capricorn is more, okay, I can put in the work to make the magic happen. So at this lunation, the sun will be at 12 Aries. The sun in Aries, the tarot card correspondence is the Three of Wands. This is a card of future expansion where the person is looking out across the seas to where they want to go next. Where's the next journey? The sun in Aries is the astrology correspondence, and the sun is exalted in the sign of Aries, where it can do its thing with ease, like just go after what it wants and straight ahead motion. The Sabian symbol is a bomb which failed to explode is now safely hidden from discovery. This gives themes of releasing pressure and or suppressing things. This made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, I'm not going to lie. The moon at 12 Capricorn, the tarot card is the Three of Pentacles. This is a card of collaboration and teamwork. You can also think about gathering resources. The Sabian symbol is a fire worshiper meditates on the ultimate realities of existence. This brings to mind the fact that fire is really hypnotic. And if you get too intensely focused on something you're trying to do, sometimes you can lose sight of what else is around you. But anyway, this last quarter moon with fire and earth, cardinal initiating energy, this is manifestation energy. Like, what are the people you need to work with, the plans you need to draft? What resources are needed for your future expansion and growth that you want to bring in for self-actualization? Now, this whole thing as well gives me the concern that there's going to be people banding together for nefarious things. Let's hope that's not going to happen. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that Venus will enter the sign of Aries later this week. Aries is the sign of her detriment. The planet of love, beauty, and harmony doesn't like to answer to Mars. You know, Venus unites. Mars severs and separates. It's uncomfortable. Now, it's not good or bad when we talk about essential dignity or detriment. It's just about how the planet works in the sign. And a planet in detriment may feel like it has no power or control or act in extreme or unbalanced or ineffective ways. People who have this natally have to learn something about relationships. It's not, you know, they don't just come out of the womb knowing how to connect with ease with love partners or friends or things like that. Now, these two things can be learned, but if you have to work harder at something, it gives it an extra zhuzh when you accomplish it. Now, what this can also mean is symbolic of like someone who feels alone in their relationship or does most of the work. I think about like a military spouse who spends long times alone or a corporate wife. These things bring to mind. This is the Sadie Hawkins dance where the woman asked the man to dance. This is very outdated at this point in time, but it used to be a big deal. Aries is bold and direct. So a Venus in Aries person is, especially if it's a woman, is more likely to, you know, see what they want in relationship and just go for it. Yeah. So some people have this. Natalie or Gal Gadot, the woman who played Wonder Woman, Venus in Aries, Wonder Woman, a woman willing to fight to make things better. Maisie Williams, who was Arya Stark in Game of Thrones, Rooney Mara, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Are you getting the picture? Kate Mara, her sister, also has this innately, and she was also in Tough Girl roles. So just be aware, as Venus rules, it moves into Aries. We will see things in the collective that bring this archetype to life. So pay attention. This is going to happen on Thursday. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is drone. The moon is going to be in Sagittarius most of the day. I love a Sagittarius moon. It's a fire sign. It's feisty, fiery energy. It's optimistic. And the moon will enter the sign of Capricorn at 9:05 p.m. Pacific time. Capricorn's earth energy. You can think about being disciplined, being practical. Like, you party it up, and then with the Sagittarius, and then decide, oh, I got to get a handle on overdoing the eating or whatever, staying up too late, whatever. You bring the discipline with the moon in Capricorn. And I'm thinking drone. It's like people could be going somewhere and someone is droning on and on and on. The Sag moon can be someone who just is pontificating endlessly and won't stop talking. I mean, you could be at a church service or something like that, or just, you know, around someone who's very verbose. On Monday, the word of the day is walk out. There's a last quarter moon at 12 Capricorn at 8:14 p.m. And this is the day Mercury stations to go retrograde. This could be like Mercury retrograde could be like people literally walking off the job. Capricorn rules work. The best way to use Mercury retrogrades is to just slow down and do all the RE words. Rethink, revisit, reconnect, your ghost comes back. You run into people you haven't seen in a while, or you decide to make a call, or they call you. Yeah, slow down is the big thing. Go within. It's not a good time to start something new. Great time to go back and edit things you already started. Since it's in Aries, a fire sign, you're going to see people arguing and tempers flaring. So do what you can to stay calm. We'll get used to the energy, but for a couple of days, like technology stuff, it's going to be glitchy. There'll probably be transportation stuff, commerce, maybe some things stop. You know, the card, the ATMs have an issue or something, could be something that comes up. Yeah, commerce, transportation, and communication. Hopefully it's not some kind of cyber thing. On Tuesday, the word of the day is dreamy. It's great for creativity at work. Yeah, I love this. The Capricorn moon will trine Jupiter and then sextile Venus and Neptune. So this can be really beautiful energy, but people cannot be paying attention as well with all of that expansive energy. So it's really important to pay attention when you're driving, walking, all the things. But this is a great day potentially for coming up with creative ideas as you just brainstorm. On Wednesday, the word of the day is unveiled. The moon will enter Aquarius at 2:07 a.m. Pacific time. Aquarius is fixed air. The most wonderful thing you can do with this kind of moon is take a step back and view things from a higher perspective with more detachment and less emotion. On this day, Venus will conjunct Neptune, the planet of illusions and delusions and deception, at 28 degrees of Pisces. So what happens when an inner planet meets an outer planet? There will be themes of the outer planet that comes to people's conscious attention. I think somebody who's a Venus and Pisces person, exalted up, like celebrity status or some kind of royalty, will be unveiled for some kind of either deception or weakness in terms of like physical vitality. Like someone could pass on who's like a famous Venus and Pisces type person, actor, artist, all of that kind of stuff, or reveal some kind of illness or be exposed as some kind of cheater or something like that. Now, you may be in a relationship where you've been all ooey, gooey, ooey on the love, and you just see the facade cracks. You just see something about who the person really is. They're human. They're not as perfect as they seemed. Yeah, you just see them for who they really are. It's not anything bad. It eventually happens in any kind of relationship where you're ooey, gooey in love. But there's something sickeningly sweet about Venus conjunct Neptune in Pisces. Yeah, you may see like, or you may see people just like making out all over each other, or that's just a little bit too much. Or you taste something and it's like, oh my God, this tastes so awful. And it's maybe poisonous, almost like some things that are too sugary can feel poisonous anyway, in my opinion. On Thursday, the word of the day is bullheaded. There will be, the moon will have squares to Jupiter and Uranus. So this fixed energy there in Taurus, like that's like people can be at cross, like crossing each other. The sun will conjunct the north node in Aries. This is an amplification of Aries energy. Wonderful for competition. Wonderful for if you're exercising, you may find that, oh, you do so much more on the bike or the treadmill or whatever, the boxing gym. Great day to go boxing in the boxing gym. Be interested to see how what we see in the collective of a sun figure, like amplified and talking in a very dramatic way, very Aries way. This is also like a hero standing and making some kind of big declaration about how they're going to protect others. Venus will enter the sign of Aries in at 9 p.m. So it's a sign of her detriment. This concerns me about, you know, trying to find peace in any kind of conflict, because Venus in Aries is ready to join the fight. So we'll see what happens. I think there's going to be news about what's going on in Israel and maybe something about diplomatic breakdowns with the United States. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But this is going to be a quick trip to this through this sign. And then Venus will enter her home sign on April 29th of Taurus. So, you know, things will get better then, hopefully. On Friday, the word of the day is careful. So there's slip and fall energy with this because the moon enters Pisces at 4:12 a.m. Pacific time. Pisces is mutable water. It's the last sign of the zodiac. There's always a sense of endings. There's going to be a balsamic moon at 1 Pisces at 6:13 a.m. Pacific time. Balsamic moons are times of releasing. So release, release, let it go. What needs to rest? Yeah, rest, let it go. I love this. But the moon is going to be conjunct Mars at 11 Pisces on this day. And so that's where I get slip and fall, because Mars is little accidents, or it can be like you eat something that upsets your stomach or something like that is the image I'm getting with this. And that will happen at 10:07 p.m. So yeah, somebody's going to overdo it, overindulge and trip and fall. So don't let it be you. On Saturday, the word of the day is swifty. Venus is sextile Pluto. So Venus in Aries, sextile Pluto in Aquarius. This is very passionate. So be aware of your passions. If you want to watch a movie like this, Body Heat, 9.5 weeks. Remember, Venus in detriment can be a little unstable and imbalanced in love. But Pluto, ooh, it is hot and sexy. I wonder if there'll be news about Taylor Swift. She has Pluto at 1 Aquarius, so Venus sextile Pluto. Maybe she'll make some announcement or something like that. Hopefully it's not. She seems happy with this other new guy, so hopefully that's all fine. So anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories. Or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. You can also DM me on Instagram. Yeah. Take care, and I will catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.